show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fifth aliyah in Parsha's Chukas, that is Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Beis. And we had just learned in the previous aliyah that Klal Yisrael tried to go through the land of Edom on their way to Eretz Yisrael. They were turned away, and they had to travel a different direction. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayesu miKadesh, they traveled from Kadesh, Vayavayu B'nai Yisrael, Kol Ha'eda, Har Ha'har. And B'nai Yisrael, the entire assembly, came to Har Ha'har. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Kol Ha'eda, Kulam Shleimim Va'omdim L'Kasul Aretz. Everyone was whole and they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't a single one that was left that the Gzeir was on them. All the people that were supposed to die in the Midbar, they already died. And these that were left over, they were of the ones that's written about them. Har Har Har, what's in this name of this mountain? Har Al Gabe Har. It was a mountain on top of a mountain. Like a small apple on top of a large apple. Even though the cloud went in front of Klal Yisrael and smoothed out all the mountains. Shlosh and Ishru Bahen, there were still three mountains left over. Har Sinai, that was Latira, that was for Kabbalah Satira. Bahar Nevoi, Likvoras Moshe, that's where Moshe was buried. Bahar Har, Likvoras Aaron, that's where Aaron was buried. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayyamar Shalom Moshe Ve'al Aaron Bahar Har, and Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron at Har Har, Al Gvul Eretz Edom Lemar, on the border of Eretz Edom, saying, let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Al Gvul Eretz Edom. Magad, this teaches us, Shemepinishin is Chabru Kan Luskarv L'Esav Arasha, since there was some sort of connection with Esav Arasha, because that's Edom, Nifritzu Masem V'chasu at Tzadik Hazeh, that's in a way why Aaron died now. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalet. What did Hashem tell Moshe and Aaron? Yosef Aaron al Amav. Aaron shall be gathered into his nation. Ki lo yavei al aretz asher nesati v'nei Yisrael, because he will not come into the land that I have given to the B'nai Yisrael. Al asher merisim espi l'mei Meriva, because you defied my word at Merei Meriva. That was where they hit the rock. Kachas Aaron, take Aaron, Ves Elazar b'nai and Elazar his son. V'ha al oisam har ahar, and bring them to the top of har ahar. V'haf sheit Aaron as begadav, and remove Aaron's clothing from him. V'ilbashtem as Elazar b'nai, and put them on Elazar his son. V'aaron Yosef u'meis sham, and Aaron will be gathered in and die over there. V'yas Moshe kasher tziv Hashem, and Moshe did as Hashem commanded. V'yalu el har ahar, and they went up to har ahar, la'enei kol ha'eda, in front of the entire assembly. V'yaf sheit Moshe as Aaron as begadav, and Moshe removed Aaron's clothing. V'ilbash oisam as Elazar b'nai, and he dressed them on Elazar his son. V'yamas Aaron Shem Bereish Ahar, and Aaron died at the top of the mountain over there. Vayerin Moshe Ve'Elazar Minahar, and Moshe and Elazar came down from the mountain. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hey, and let's try to understand the Pasuk's description of Aaron's death. Kachas Aaron, take Aaron, that's what Moshe has commanded. B'divrei Nechumen, with calm and consoling words. Amar Loi, tell him, Ashrecha Shatir Kisrucha Noslim Bincha, praiseworthy are you that you see your crown being given over to your son. Masha Ein Ani Zaka L'Kach, I am not meritorious to that. Your Kehuna G'dayla is being given over to your son, whereas my leadership is not being given over to my son. The next pasuk had said, "Hafshet is Aaron as begadav, as Beit Kehuna Gedolah, talking about the begadim of the Kayan Gadol. Halbi shehu, v'hafshite me olav l'sitim al b'nai b'fanav. Dress him in them, and then take them off of him to give them to his son in front of him." Amar Lahi told him, "Hikanas lama ara, go into the cave." V'nichnas, and he went in. Ra mita mutsas v'ner dalak, he saw a bed that was set and a candle that was lit. Amar Lahi told him, "Alei lamita, go on into the bed." V'Allah, he went on the bed. P'shait yadecha, spread out your hands. U'pashat, he spread them. K'mayt spicha, close your mouth. V'kamatz, he closed it. Asay minecha, close your eyes. V'atzam, and he closed them. Miyad chamad Moshe l'ayza miso, right away Moshe desired that type of misa. V'zoshin Amar Lahi, that's why it was told him, "Kasher meis Aaron achicha, like Aaron your brother died." Misa shenis aviso la, this death that you desire, you're going to have the same one. Instead of the pasuk, Vayas Moshe, Moshe did. Afal pisha davar kashaloi, even though it was hard for him, lo ikev, he didn't hold back, he didn't prevent from doing it. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Vayiru kol ha'eda, the entire assembly saw ki gava Aaron, that Aaron had died. Vayivkus Aaron shloshim yoim, and they cried for Aaron 30 days, kol Beis Yisrael, the entirety of Beis Yisrael. Rashi of your Pasuk Chavtes tells us, Vayiru kol ha'eda, ksharo Moshe v'Elazar yardim Aaron lo yard, when they saw Moshe and Elazar coming down, and they didn't see Aaron coming down, Amr, they said, Hechanu Aaron, where's Aaron? Amr lahem, he told them, Mesi died. Amr, they said, Afshar Misha Amr Kenega to Malach, Va'asar Samagefa, usually by Malach Hamavis, is it possible someone stood opposite the Malach and he stopped the plague? The Malach Hamavis is going to be able to take him? Miyad Bikesh Moshe Rachamim, right away Moshe asked for mercy, Ve'ruhu Malachi Asharis Lahem Mutal Mita. And the Malachim showed them Aaron on a bed. Ra'u, they saw Veminu, and they believed. Kol Beis Yisrael, everyone mourned him. Ha'anashim ve'hanashim, the men and the women. Lefi Shahaya, Aaron Redev Shalom, Aaron chased after peace. Umatal Avo ben Bali, Merivu ben Ishla Ishtai, he made sure there was peace in between people fighting and in between man and his wife. So that's why the entirety of Klal Yisrael mourned his death. And now back to Chumash Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma ha'kenani melech Arad Yoshev ha'negev, and the Kenani, the king of Arad, who dwelled in the south, heard Kiva Yisrael, that Yisrael came, Derech ha'atarim, the way of the spies, Vayilachem be'Yisrael, and he fought against Yisrael, Vayishb mimenu shevi, and he captured a captive. Vayidar Yisrael neder Yisrael Hashem Vayomar, and Yisrael made a neder, a promise to Hashem, saying, Im nasin titein eso am hazeh biyodi, if you give this people into my hand, meaning you deliver them to us and we're able to win, v'charamti esareim, I will be machrim their cities. Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael, and Hashem heard the voice of Yisrael, vayitin es ha-kanani, and he delivered the kanani to them, vayachrim eshem esareim, vayikr shem makom charma, and they called the name of that place Charma. Let's see what happened over here. Rashi pasuk alef, vayishma kanani, shama shemes Aaron v'nistal kanani ha-kavid, he heard that Aaron died and there was no more Aranani ha-kavid, kidisa brash Hashanah, va'amalek, ma'el mertuas martis l'Yisrael, mezumen l'chol es l'puranis. This is actually talking about Amalek. When it says kanani over here, it's talking about Amalek, and they're always there to cause troubles to Yidden. Yoshev ha-negev, za'amalek, this is talking about Amalek. Shenemar, it says, Amalek, Yoshev v'eretz ha-negev, v'shinas l'shoinai, Amalek changed their language, l'dabar v'lshoin kanan. They started speaking the kanani language, k'deshi Yisrael m'spal m'kosh baruch hu, lost his kanani b'yadam, so that Klai Yisrael should daven to help deliver the kananim in their hands, v'him in a kananim, but they weren't kananim, so they were hoping that Hashem wouldn't listen to Klai Yisrael's tefillah. Ro Yisrael v'shem k'levushi Amalekim, Klai Yisrael saw that they were dressed like Amalekim, l'shoinim l'shoin kanan, but they were speaking like kananim. Amru, they said, Nisbal stam, let's just stam daven. Shenemar, it says, Im nosoin titein es ha'am azeh biyodi. They didn't say, please deliver the kanani in our hand, please deliver Amaleki in our hand. They just said, please deliver this nation in our hand. Derech ha'atarim, derech ha'negev, by way of the south, shahol chuba meraglim, that's where the meraglim went. Shenemar, it says, vayalu ba'negev. Skip the rest of Rashi, go to the next Rashi, vayish b'menushevi, eina el shifcha achas, only one maidservant was captured. So next pasuk tells us, vecharamti, what does that mean? Akdesh shalom l'gavaya, I'm going to consecrate, I'm going to be makdesh all of the spoils of war for Hashem. Pasuk Gimel Rashi tells us, vayachrim esem, bahariga, they killed them, vesareim, cherma gavaya, they dedicated that to Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud, vayisuma harahar, and they traveled from harahar derech yamsof by way of the yamsof, lisbay viz'eres edom, to go around edom, but tiktsar nefesh ha'am ba'darech, and the spirit of the nation became short along the way. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud. Let's take a look at the second Rashi. Lisbay viz'eres edom, shalonisonim lava ba'artsoy, that's because edom didn't allow them to go through their land, so they had to go around. Vayitiktsar nefesh ha'am ba'darech, v'tayrech ha'derech shehokshu lahem, it was very challenging to go along the way. Amr, they said, achshav hayinu krevim l'kanes la'aretz, we're so close to going into Eretz Yisrael. Now we have to go backwards. Our forefathers, they did that, and they had to walk around the desert for 38 years. It was very challenging for them. Their spirit grew short. It was hard for them to now continue walking along the way. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, and the nation spoke against Hashem and against Moshe. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lamas b'midbar, to die in the midbar. We have no bread, no water. And our souls are disgusted by lechem ha-kleikel, with this bread that just ruins us. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Be'elikim uvim Moshe, hishvu eved l'kainai. They compared the servant to the master. Lama halisunu shneim shavim. Both of them were equal, meaning they complained equally against Hashem and against Moshe. V'nafshenu katza, avzel l'shein kitzer nefesh u'mios. This is that their souls were disgusted and it was too much for them. By lechem ha-kleikel. What's this talking about? Fish ha-man nivla be'varim. Since the man was absorbed into their bones, kru kleikel. They called it kleikel, meaning it's going to ruin us. Amr, they said, this man is going to end up blowing up in our insides. Have you ever seen someone born of a woman that took in but didn't let out? Meaning they would eat it, but they wouldn't have to go to the bathroom. So they're complaining that the man is just going to end up ruining their insides. So back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vayishalach Hashem ba'am es hanachashim asrafim. Hashem sent against the nation the fiery snakes. Vayinashchu es ha'am, and they bit the nation. Vayomos am rav meYisrael, and many people died from Israel. Vayavei am el Moshe vayemru, and the nation came to Moshe and they said, Chatanu, we've sinned. Kidibarnu b'Hashem v'avach, we spoke against Hashem and you. Hispal Hashem, davent Hashem v'yaser me'elinu s'hanachash, and remove the snakes from us. V'yispal Moshe b'Adam, and Moshe davened for the nation. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. V'yispal Moshe, mikan over here, we learn l'misha mevakshe menu mechila. If someone asks forgiveness from someone else, sh'loy he'achzor milimchol, he shouldn't be cruel and an achzor and stubborn and not forgive. They asked Moshe Rabbeinu for forgiveness, and he went to daven to Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. V'yemar shalom Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, make for yourself a saraf, which literally means a fiery thing. It means make for yourself a snake. And put it on a pole. And it will be anyone that was bitten is going to look at it and live. And Moshe made a snake out of copper. And he put it on the pole. And it was, if a snake bit a man, and he would gaze at this copper snake and he would live. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches. Al Nes al kloinas on a pole. Jump to the next Rashi. Kol hanoshoch, anyone that's bitten. It doesn't say anyone that was bitten by a snake. It said anyone that was bitten. Afilu kelv chamar noshchay. Even if a dog or a donkey bit him, hayanizek umisnav nevahoylech, he would be damaged and he would slowly but surely get worse until he died. El neshichas hanochash mehers lohamis. It was the bite of the snake which caused him to die really quickly. Lekach namarkan. That's what it says over here. V'ra oisai. In this pasuk it says v'ra oisai. Re'il ba'alma. Just looking at this copper snake was going to heal him. Uvneshichas hanochash namar. In regards to being bitten by a snake, it says in the next pasuk v'hibit and he gazed. V'hayam noshach hanochash as ish v'hibit. Shloi hayamar neshoch hanochash lisrapais. Because the bite of a snake doesn't heal very quickly. Elim ken mabit by b'chavana unless he looked at it with a lot of kavana, with a lot of concentration. Mamar Rabbi Seinu and Chazal say, v'chinochash memes oimechaya, is it a snake that causes life or not? They looked at a snake, it was the snake that healed them. El bezman shayu so mistakim klapei malo umishabim nislibim lavim shema shemayim. It was when Klai Yisrael, they looked up to Shemayim and they subjugated their hearts to Hashem in Shemayim. Hayu misrapim, that's what caused their refuah. That's what brought about their healing. V'imlav, if not, hayu nimaikim, they would slowly waste away. Pasuk Tesan Rashi, nechash nechoshes, a copper snake. Now loy nemar loy nilasoyses on nechoshes, Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu to make it out of copper. Al amar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kari nachash, Hashem called the snake a nachash. V'ani esenu shel nechoshes, I'm going to make it out of copper. Lashon nefel lashon, it's one expression along with another one. Nachash nechoshes, a copper snake. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day. Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha Chukas. That is Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud. And Klal Yisrael continues on their journey on their way to Eretz Yisrael. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael v'yachanu b'Oivos. And Yisrael traveled and they encamped in Oivos. Vayisu me'Oivos and they traveled from Oivos. V'yachanu b'Iyah Avarim and they encamped in Iyah Avarim. B'midbar Hashal p'nei Ma'ev, in the midbar facing Ma'ev. V'mizrach Hashamesh at the east. Let's see the second Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ha'avarim. Derech Mavar Ha'ivrim Sham as Har Nevoil, Eretz Canaan. This is the way of passage that the people going through here on their way to Eretz Canaan had to go through. Shu Mafsik Bein Eretz Ma'iv L'Eretz Amairi. This was in between the land of Ma'iv and the land of the Amairi. Al Panei Ma'iv Mizrach HaShamesh B'Mizracha Shal Eretz Ma'iv. This is east of the land of Ma'iv. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Beis. Misham Naso. From there they traveled. V'Yachnu Menachal Zared. And they encamped in Zared Valley. Misham Naso. From there they traveled. V'Yachnu Me'Ever Arnoin Asher B'Midbar. And then they encamped on the other side of Arnon, which is in the midbar, Hayotze Migvul Amari, which comes out of the border of the Amari, Ki Arnon Gvul Mayav, because Arnon was the border of Mayav, Bein Mayav, Uvein Amari, in between Mayav and the Amari. Now let's see the second Rashi over here on Pasuk Yud Gimel. Me'ever Arnon, Hikifu Eretz Mayav, called Yerem Mizracha. They went around the entire land of Mayav, the entire south and east of it, Ajabo Me'ever Hasheni La'Arnon, Besoich Eretz Amari, until they came on the second side of Arnon, which is in the land of the Amari, but Sfinishal Eretz Mayav, north of the land of Mayav, Hayotze Migvul Amari. There was a strip of land coming out of the border of the Amairi, v'hishal Amairim, that belonged to the Amairim, v'nechneses l'gvul Ma'iv ad Arnon, and it went into the borders of Ma'iv up until Arnon shul gvul Ma'iv, which is the borders of Ma'iv. V'sham chan Yisrael v'loy ba'al gvul Ma'iv, and over there Yisrael camped and they did not go into Ma'iv, ki Arnon gvul Ma'iv, because Arnon is the borders of Ma'iv. V'hem loy nasul hem rishos lav v'baratzom, and they didn't give them any permission to go through their land. V'afal p'yishalai Parsha Moshe, even though Moshe didn't say it explicitly, Parsha Yiftach. Yiftach later on in Shaftim, he said it. Kamash Amar Yiftach, like Yiftach says, Vegamel Melch Mayav Shalach Veloy Ava. Umaisha Ramaza, and Moshe hinted to it. In Dvarim, he said, Kasher Asu Libine Esav Hayashvim Beseir, Ma Elu Loinusonim Laver Besech Artsom Eli Kifu Asaviv. Just like these, referring to Seir, which is Edom, they did not allow us to go through their land. We had to go all the way around. Af Mayav Kain, Mayav was the same exact thing. They didn't allow Klal Yisrael to go through their land. Therefore, Klal Yisrael had to go all the way around. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yedalad, and now the Chumash gets poetic. Al Kenya Yomair, about this it will be said, B'sefer Mechamis Hashem, in the Book of the Wars of Hashem, as Vahev Besufa, that which was given at the Yamsof, Ves HaNechalim Arnon, and at the valleys of Arnon, the Eshet HaNechalim, and the outpouring of the valleys, Asher Natal Hashemes Ar, when it turned to rest at Ar, V'nishon L'Gvul Mayav, and leaned against the borders of Mayav. Now what is going on over here? So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yedalet, Al-Kein Yomar, Al-Chaniyazuv Nisim Shenasu Ba Yomar, B'sefer Mechamis Hashem, about this encampment, and all the miracles that happened there, it's It's going to be said in the book of the Wars of Hashem, Kshem Saprim Nisim Shinasu Lavisenu, when we say over stories that happened to our forefathers, Yisapru, then we're going to say, as Vahev Basufa, as Vahev, Kimai as Yahev, Kamai Shiyamar Min Yid, Vied Kain Yamar Min Yahev Vahev, Havav Yisaidhu, Klaimer, meaning to say, Es Asher Yahav Lahem Vihir Banisim Biyamsof, that which was given to them, and there was many miracles at the Yamsof, the same thing, Vashan Chalim Arnoin, Kashem Shem Saprim Benisa Yamsof, the same way we talk about all the miracles that happened at the Yamsof, Kachya Shasapra Benisa Nachle Arnoin, so too we have to talk about all the Nisim that happened over here, Sha'afka Nasu Nisim Gedalim, over here, great miracles happened. Umahem Anisim, what were those miracles? So the next Pasuk in Rashi tells us, Ve'eshed HaNuchalim, Targum Shel Shefech Eshed, Shefech HaNuchalim, the outpouring of the Nuchalim, Sh'neshbach Sham Dama Mayrim, Shahayu Nechbahim Sham, the blood of the Mayrim that were hiding over there poured out into the valley. So what was the story? Lefisha Hayu Harim Gvayim, since the mountains were very tall, V'hanachu Amik V'katzar, and the valley that went through these mountains was deep and narrow, V'harim Smuchim Zalozeh, and the mountains were very close to each other. Adam Oymed Al Har Mizeh, U'medabrim Chaver B'har Mizeh, a person could stand on one mountain and speak to his friend on the other mountain, V'aderech Oyver B'soich HaNachal, and the path went right through the valley. Amrei Mayrim, the Mayrim said, K'shei Katzi Yisrael L'Arz L'soich HaNachal Lavar, when Klai Yisrael goes through the land, and they want to pass through this valley, we're going to come out of the caves above that are in the mountains, and we're going to kill them with arrows and stones. And there was hollows in one side of the mountain, and corresponding to them, there were these protrusions coming out on the other side. Once Klal Yisrael wanted to come and pass through, the mountain of Eretz Yisrael trembled like a maidservant going out to greet her master, and it drew close to the mountain of Maiv, and the protrusions went into the hollows on the other side of the mountain and killed everyone that was inside the hollows. There was people in caves, and the protrusions crushed all the people in the caves. That's what the pasuk means. The mountain moved from its place and went to the other mountain and stuck to it. And back to Chumash pasuk has Zion, we continue with this, Umisham Be'eron, from there to the well, Hiha Be'er, this is the well, Asher Amar Hashem L'Moshe, that Hashem had said to Moshe, Esof Esa'am, gather the nation to it, Ve'edna Lehemayim, and I'm going to give them water. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk de Zion, Umisham Be'era, Misham Baha Eshet El Ha'Be'er, from there the outpouring came to the well. Ketzad, how is that? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, Mimai De'el Abanai HaNisim Halalu, who's going to tell my children of all these Nisim I did for them? They didn't even know what happened. Hamashal Omer, the parable is, Nosata Pasotinek Hadeli Imai, if you give bread to a child, you have to tell his mother that you did a favor for her. La'achar she'avru, after they passed through, Chazru Aharim L'mkaimam, then the mountains went back to the original place, Va'be'er Yard L'Soich HaNachal, and the well went into the Nachal, V'halsa Misham Dam HaRugim Uzrayis Ve'varim Molichin Sviv HaMachne, and it drew up from there blood of all the people that were killed, and limbs and pieces of their bodies, and brought it around the camp, V'Yisrael Rov Amru Shira, and Klal Yisrael saw what in Nes happened, and they started saying Shira. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, Az Asher Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael sang as Hashira Zayis the song, Ali Be'er and Nula, come up, O well, call to it. Be'er Chafaru Asarim, the well that ministers dug, Karuha Nedive Am, nobles of the nation hewed it. B'machaikik, through a lawmaker, B'mish Anoisam, with their walking sticks, Omi Midbar Matana, and from the Midbar, a present. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin explains, Ali Be'er, the well should come up, Mitoich HaNachal, from the valley, Ve'ali Mash'at Mala, and bring up that which you brought up, meaning all the blood and everything from the Amirim that were killed. Jump to the next Pasuk in Rashi, Be'er Chafarua, Zois this is talking about the well that was dug by ministers. Who are these ministers? Moshe v'Aaron. B'mish anosam b'mata, this is talking about Moshe's staff. Omi midbar nit nolahem, it was given to them in the midbar. Back to Chumash Yotes. Omi matana nachliel, and from a matana, meaning from a present, it went to the valley. Omi nachliel b'mais, and from the valley to the heights. Omi b'mais hagai asher b'sdei mayav, and from b'mais, from the heights, to the guy that was in the field of mayav. Rosh ha'peska, at the top of the peak. V'nishkaf al p'nei ha'shimayin, and gazing, looking out onto Yishimon. Now, what's going on over here? Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf. Over there, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu died. And that's where the well seized. So that's what we say. From Bamais all the way until Stay Mayav, meaning the well went all the way until the field of Mayav. However, Moshe Rabbeinu died, so there was no more well. And now, Davar Acher, Rashi has another way of explaining these psukim. Karua Nedive Am, nobles of the nation hewed it. Call Nasi Vinasi, every single Nasi, Kshayu Chaynim, when they encamped, Naito Makloi, he would take his staff, Umoshech Etzel Diglo Machineu, and he would draw it towards his Degel and his encampment, meaning he would cordon off the area where his division was encamped. Umeha Be'er Nimshachim Derech Oisei Semen, and then the waters of the well would be drawn after that line that he made, Ubayin Lefnei Chanias Kol Shevet Shevet, and would go right in front of where every single Shevet was encamped. B'machaykek, Alpi Moshe Sheneker Machaykek, this well was brought through Moshe because he's called the Machaykek, the lawmaker. Shenemar, it says, Kisham Chalkas Machaykek Sofun, B'lomalai Nizkar Moshe B'shira Zu. Rashi asks, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's name isn't mentioned at all in this Shira? Afisha Laka Idea Be'er, that's because he was struck through the well. He wasn't allowed to enter Yisrael because of the well, so it didn't mention his name. And V'kim Shalai Nizkar Shmashal Moshe, since Moshe Rabbeinu's name wasn't mentioned, Loi Nizkar Shmashal Karash Baruch Hu, Hashem's name wasn't mentioned either. Mashal Amelach Shayim Mizamin Oisla Suda, this is a parable to a king who's invited to a Suda. Amar, he said, Im Oyevi Sham, if my loved one's there, Ani Sham, so I'm there also. V'im Lav, if not, Eini Hoylech, I'm not going to go either. Skip the next two Rashis. Go to the third Rashi, V'nishkafa. Oisa HaPiskal, Pnei HaMakam, Sheshma Yishimoin, V'lashayin Midbar. This word of Yishimoin is the word of Midbar, Shehu Shamim, is desolate. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this. V'nishkafa HaBe'er, the Be'er, the well, gazes out over Al Pnei HaYishimoin, Shenignez B'yam Shal Tveria, the well of Miriam, it was hidden in the Sea of Tveria, meaning in the Kinneret, in the Sea of the Galilee, however you want to call it. V'ha'aymed Al Yishimoin, Mabit V'roya Kmin Kvar HaBayam, someone who's standing on the Yishimoin, he can look and see a sieve-looking thing inside the water, V'ya Be'er, and that is the Be'er of Miriam. Kach Dor Shem Tanchuma, so we find in Medrash Shem Tanchuma, we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah in Parshas Chukas, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.